Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long here till 7 o'clock, getting ready for the Saints Hour. Mike Hoss, Mickey Loomis, and special guest this evening, Mark Ingram. Definitely check that out on WWL and the Odyssey app. Now, though, time for a little Pels talk. For that, we welcome in Chris Dotson, who covers the Pelicans for Clutch Points. Chris, how have you been doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm getting used to this getting too dark too early. But other than that, I'm doing great, guys. How y'all doing?
We are doing all right. Too dark too early and too many injuries too early on, too. Very familiar with the Saints and Pelicans squad last night. Pelican squad and this team seeing last night just so many guys out. And what's the latest deal with Zion Williamson? Because I feel like a lot of folks don't understand exactly what the issue is with him. He looked to be all right, what was it, the night before, wasn't able to go and wasn't even in the arena last night.
Right, he went through shoot around. I mean, there's videos out of him, you know, favoring that leg, stuff like that. But you asked me what's going on with Zion. It's hard to tell you because even Willie Green doesn't know, and he admitted that last night. And that's tough. What's wrong with Zion right now is what's been wrong with him, and it's not the injuries. It's the messaging. Again, the messaging is all off of this thing, and it has really turned people sour. At a time where the Saints aren't helping take that sour taste out of anybody else's mouth. It's actually making it worse. So, yeah, that's really tough. What's wrong with Zion? The messaging.
Yeah, what's sad is the season started out mostly positive for him, and it was, you know, looked at with all the injuries that the team was dealing with, at least that he was healthy for the time being. But now we've run into this again. It just, yeah, it seems like the same old from the messaging, and now just an unquestionable onto his status when everything seems to be up in the air. And like you mentioned, too, the coach kind of being clueless as well right now.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to Zion and they say it was doctor's order, stay out. I've never heard of a hamstring being contagious. And I don't believe any doctor in New Orleans could write a note to the Smoothie King Center staff that would tell Zion Williamson he couldn't be in the building to watch his teammates play. That excuse right there did not fly over well. I don't think anybody bought it as far as a smell test. I make whatever other cliches and analogies you want up. That just did not go over well at all. And then coach, yeah, Willie Green. I know we can talk about Murray, Murphy, Jones, Hawkins, Zion, CJ. You know, the half the team's out. But after so many years, that deer in the headlight looks, you got to go. And I like Willie. I've talked with Willie a bunch. I understand what he's trying to do. And he's great for developing the culture and the locker room, keeping them together. But eventually the rah-rah has got to turn into some really rigorous X and O's to figure out what to do when you do have those injuries. Because this team's been in some games despite these mismatched rotations. And then at the end, it's just kind of like it looks like Alvin Gentry. Doesn't it just look like he says, y'all figure it out on the court a little bit too far, too much too often right now. And it's been 4 years. They've got to have something beyond that.
I will say some good news, at least with all this. You know, that talk about Brandon Ingram possibly being a trade asset for this team. I feel like he's done nothing but boost his stock, at least going into this season.
Yeah, and he's been a great professional about going about just his business. He talked about that last night at postgame, how he knew he was going to get more doubles and more screens and just different little pieces of action that are cutting him off, and that he was even going to be targeted defensively to get him tired, to get them tired legs, as we saw in the fourth quarter. But he's been nothing but professional about this. He talked about being available and doing his job, all the things you can expect to say to not get fined, but not get in trouble and not ruffle any feathers. But if you read it, you can go out there on YouTube and watch the video yourself and make your own judgments. But it just seemed like a guy that says, you know what, I'm going to do what I've got to do to make sure my name doesn't get tarnished through all this. And we'll come out on the other side of the contract either way, because 27-9-9 most nights, that's going to get it done.
Chris, looking at this 3-5 start, I mean, you mentioned no Zion, no Trey, no Herb, no DeJounte, no CJ last night, and you're missing all these pieces. But the Portland Trailblazers are a team, and I think you'd agree with me here, they're going to be picking top 10, if not top 5. They're going to be at the bottom of the Western Conference once again. And the Pelicans had the lead for the first three quarters of this game last night, and then the fourth quarter just kind of self-destructed. And at some point, like, the lack of talent that's on the floor, because the Pelicans are playing their bench guys. You're missing 6 of your 7 pieces. I mean, that's just, it speaks for itself. They get outscored 39-18. So, you know, that 118-100 loss, it looks a little bit worse than the game actually was, because for three quarters, the Pelicans had the lead. But they just kind of fell apart at the end. I just don't think they had enough legs under them.
Look, they're missing a lot of guys, but they haven't been missing all of these guys all of the time. And you're right, Portland, they're going to be a lottery team. We don't know where they'll pick, because in the NBA it depends on some ping pong balls or whatever they do in the audit. But, you know, you've got the talent to win these games. You should have never been blown out in Portland. You should have never needed Brandon Ingram to make a last-second shot. And you had a lead at home. You need that home court advantage. You had it. The Smoothie King Center was rocking for a team that didn't even have Zion in the building. And they let it slip away. And it's tough, but I do believe this team has the talent. And you had Trey Jamison, Carlo, Eves Missy. They had things working, you know, and they had guys on the bench who were able to step in, grab some rebounds, and not look too terrible. But it just seemed like the coaching staff didn't use it properly to secure a win that was there, even though you were missing pieces.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then looking at it as well, I mean, one of the bright spots for this Pelicans team, when you're getting to play some of these young guys that a lot of fans don't know, Brandon Boston Jr. is making himself known to Pelican fans, I think, because just the performances that he's put on with the, he's kind of making the most of his opportunity, I guess you would say, Chris, because otherwise there are other kind of guards that would be playing above him. But now the Pelicans are asking him to have to go out on the court. And I'm going to be honest with you, Chris, like outside of B.I., and Jose had a good start. He kind of went cold a little bit after like the first half. Brandon Boston, he's been hooping for the Pels.
So he might be one of the Najee replacements that we thought Javonte Green was going to be. Boston, yeah, he's what, McDonald's All-American talk as a high schooler. College, he did great. Everybody saw he had a skill set. He just had to find a way to put all those tools that he had into the same bag, put it in the van, and go to work. He just had too much going on, you know, in college in the first few years as a professional. But now it seems like he's trimmed off some of the fat of his game on the offensive end, replaced that energy, rechanneled it into the defensive end. Coach Willie Green talked about that. And he might be the keeper that, you know, really makes, you know, it gives us a silver lining for all these injury issues.
Looking at this Pels team, it doesn't get any easier tomorrow night. Chris, you got a Cleveland Cavaliers squad that comes in unbeaten right now, 8-0. Into the Smoothie King Center. Pels will be looking to hand them their first loss of the season. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, big issues for the Pels. But what else about this Cavs squad do we need to be worried about tomorrow night?
We just talked about it. Willie Green might be out. Coach Kenny Atkinson really knows what he's doing with this group. He has put them together. They brought him in because he had done such a great job with some of those pieces at the Cavs beforehand with the Nets. And, I mean, they've just picked up, you know, in fifth gear. And the Pelicans still look like they're stuck in second gear. And the best way to explain what my bosses are expecting for tomorrow night, they're sending me to Memphis to watch John LeBron James. Not going to be in the Smoothie King Center to watch the game.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's been off to a great start, kind of like you were mentioning, Steve. And especially, I think Zion's questionable for the game, but he was questionable for the last two games. I mean, who knows what's going to happen there. As you mentioned, the messaging and the communication from Zion just has not been there. Like, that's what's been frustrating, I think, for a lot of Pelicans fans. It's been frustrating for me, too. It's been frustrating for you, Steve. It's been frustrating, I'm sure, for you, Chris. It's just like, you don't know. You just don't, like, he pops up with the virus. He doesn't play the opener. He plays against Portland. He plays a couple games, like, and then all of a sudden now something's popped up with his hamstring, and it's, like, now been called thigh tightness. Like, I don't know exactly what's happening. And, I mean, as you mentioned, Willie doesn't know what's happening. So you're already missing so many pieces, like the role players, right? But you have to have your stars on the floor. Brandon's out there. Zion's just not. So, I mean, you're going up against a Cavaliers squad. You're going to need them for that game based off of how well they've been playing, and you just can't really count on it at this point.
Yeah, and if I had to put my money on a Willie player or not, I would put my money on he's not. He's had two good games. He sat out three. I think tomorrow night will be the fourth one. And, yeah, I wish I could be in there for the pregame when Willie Green's going to have to clarify those comments on doctor's orders and just exactly what's going on, because the thigh, as you understand it, is one side of the leg, the hamstrings on the other side. You get a bunch of these internet doctors talking, you don't know what's coming. We really need this clarified. If nothing else, Zion can come out, because even if you're injured as a player, the players have to come out after like 2 weeks and explain it. So if he's going to be out an extended period of time, he's grown enough with this organization in this city that he owes it to the city and the fans to come out and speak to him personally. Go ahead and just get rid of all the extra and the speculation. Address that head on, and I think that would do them a world of good no matter what happens with that leg over the next few weeks.
Chris, I've been seeing some trade rumors swirling out there, and the name that's mentioned is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I get any kind of positive dream about this actually happening, or is it all just fodder?
The Bucks are a nightmare, Chris. I mean, you're talking about a Cleveland team that's surging the right direction with Doc Rivers, that Buccaneers team. And I know you've heard the rumors as well that, like, Dame Lillard and Giannis just don't like each other at all, don't like playing with each other, and it's been kind of a nightmare start for Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The rumors are out there. It's kind of an open secret that that whole trade to get rid of Drew and bring in Dame, that did not sit well with Giannis, and he even put a lot of pressure on him this summer when he was talking about, I just want to win, I don't care where. That's a little bit of a paraphrase, but that's exactly how he meant it. And no, I would put the Pels, Bovada had him like not in the top five. There were some other places that, you know, speculative places, but they put him in the top three. But the Pelicans have leverage that nobody else has, and that's all the Bucks picks. I think they could also figure out a way to reshuffle this roster and locker room on the fly with Giannis. And I've run some numbers. They could do this and still avoid the luxury tax this year. Next year, obviously, that's impossible. But you're going to have to get rid of CJ. You're going to have to probably get rid of Hawkins. You know, you're going to have to get rid of all your draft picks. But, no, hey, running the numbers, this is a possibility. And even if you wanted to pay the luxury tax and keep one of those pieces, I think Gail, with the way the city's going right now, she would look at it and go, I'd pay an extra $5 million in a luxury tax for the first time to put Giannis and Zion together. If that'll get both of them serious and committed, I think that's worth the money.
Yeah, I'm getting excited hearing you talk about it. Appreciate the time, Chris, and hopefully those the rumors get a little bit louder, at least, as we head into a game tomorrow night that we're already in. You know, dire situation with this Pelicans team. You don't want them falling in too much of a hole early on in the season.
The silver lining through all of this, Chris, is just looking at Tankathon and seeing the Bucks with the number one pick and it going to the Pels. Obviously, you know, that's months and months and months down the road. But it is pretty fun to look at early.
Oh, it is. And if Dame decides to actually press, because remember, Dame has no loyalty to that city. He could really cause a stink, and I think that's going to be something to watch. So just cheer for Zion being healthy. And whoever the Bucks are playing, put them on your fantasy team. Put $5 on them. Do what you ever got to do to sacrifice to it. But hope the Bucks lose, because they are going to have to blow it up soon.
Check out all his great work at DoingIt.sin on Twitter. Appreciate the time as always, Chris. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
You can also check out his work. Clutch Points is where he covers the Pelicans and NBA. Getting headed to the Memphis game tomorrow night instead of covering the Pellies. That's how bad things are getting.
Yeah, Ja versus LeBron is probably a little bit better than what
we're
seeing.
Well, you're not even going to get you're not going to even get Zion tomorrow, likely.
Exactly, and that's why Ja versus LeBron is probably
a little bit more interesting, right?
Yeah, maybe so.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.